Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It's 9 o'clock, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9, 1480 AM, and all over the world with iHeartRadio. So hope everybody is enjoying their first full week back from holidays and vacations. I'm sure a lot of you are probably looking at losing some weight or trying to rebound from a peaceful, restful holiday. I'll tell you, the world of real estate, this is usually our slow time. So Monday and Tuesday, I was completely ready to jump off a bridge because I had nothing going on. And then all of a sudden, here come two investors. I had another investor from Colorado call me and say, "Hey, Sean, I want to talk about this property you have listed in Mount Auburn." And then he wants to go look at another property today. I'm going up to Hamilton today with a new buyer. I just got another listing yesterday from a client that I've been working with for the past couple of months. So, you know, it's amazing. It all hits all of a sudden. So I'm very pleased and very happy and blessed that this year is starting off really well, and hope it is for you too. So today's show, we got a lot of stuff to pack into today's show. So to start out with, first of all, I want to introduce my guest. She is an attorney, and her name is Jeanette Maxey. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Sean. Good to be here.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for coming on a Saturday morning. We'll be talking to Jeanette a little bit later on about wills and trusts, which I think are incredibly important. I'll tell you that, you know, as a real estate agent, when I sit down and I talk to home buyers, even home sellers, the question that I ask is, do you have a will or a trust? And a lot of times I get that deer in the headlights kind of a look, like, well, what are you talking about? Or I just get a flat out no. And when Jeanette speaks a little bit later on about this, you'll understand why it is so incredibly important to have a will and or a trust, actually, or both. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. Today, we're also going to have the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia contest. So those of you that are listening, be ready to call in to let us know where in Cincinnati I am for a $25 gift card. We have a top 10 list. And to kind of start off the show, those of you that are sports fans, you know what? I am so happy for Indiana University. I watched part of that game last night, and boy, they put a thumping on Oregon. And that, no, I don't think anybody saw that coming. You listen to the talking heads on ESPN and some of the other sports stations, and they thought, oh yeah, Oregon's going to be really tough to beat. And Indiana just thumped them. And now, Jeanette, you were telling me just now that you're married to an IU graduate, right?
Oh, well, my dearest husband,
yeah,
is a Hoosier. He grew up in Western Indiana. And so over the last 23 plus years, I've learned to enjoy some Indiana basketball. And now,
oh, sure,
it's exciting to see the football program come along. That coach is just amazing.
I'll tell you something. Yeah, well, you know, a couple of things I've researched about IU and their football program. Number one, their last win in a bowl game was in 1991, and their last Big Ten championship was back in the 50s. Can you believe that? That's crazy. And then the other thing too is that most of the players, the average age of the players on that team is 23 years old. So these are like almost like graduate students. So you're basically playing an NFL team right now with these younger kids that are, you know, Miami and Oregon, whoever. I mean, these are, you know, 18, 19, 20 year old kids, and, you know, average age of Indiana is 23. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I mean, I'm happy for them. It's great to see, because, you know, I'm a sports aficionado. I love sports. You know, I play golf and I watch, you know, football, baseball. It is so nice and it's so refreshing to see a team that no one would expect, you know, that not necessarily an underdog, but, you know, you see kind of the same teams in these tournaments every single year. Right, for whether it be, well, mainly football, just like the NFL playoffs, you know, you got your usual suspects, you know, Buffalo, New England, Pittsburgh, you know, those teams. But to see teams like, you know, Jacksonville, Carolina, and then here with college, to see Indiana, I mean, that That's absolutely amazing, and I'm so happy for him, and I'm betting on him to beat the heck out of Miami, because Miami beat Ohio State. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm all for IU winning that game.
Well, you know, well, for the longest time, IU was Bob Knight, right? Everybody knew, oh, Indiana, Bob Knight, what a great coach. And honestly, if a Bob Knight style of coach tried to make it in or coaching today, he probably wouldn't.
Without a doubt, it would not happen now. Yeah.
Discipline, throwing chairs, kicking balls, yelling at refs. Well, you could still yell at refs, but anyway. All right, so but good luck to Indiana for the national championship, and we're going to jump right into some real estate issues because last week I was got into this a little bit, but I wasn't able to really discuss it. The property tax reforms that have been voted on and approved for 2026. So there's House Bill number 124, which is known as the Flip the Script Act, reforms Ohio's property tax system by shifting valuation authority from the State Department of Taxation to county auditors. It aims to curb sharp property tax spikes by using localized representative sales data for assessments. Now, I think that is very important because the state, if someone that lives in Columbus doesn't really understand the market fluctuations of pricing down here in, like, say, Hamilton County, you know, so it's great that the county auditors are being able to take care or take this over. Now, what I am curious about is, will these county auditors, and I think this might be something I should research maybe a little bit deeper, is will the county auditors engage with us real estate agents? Because when it comes to how to really price and evaluate real estate, we're one of the experts. Now, granted, we're not licensed for that. Appraisers are for the state of Ohio, because appraisers are licensed. However, I still think that because appraisers, there aren't that many appraisers, but there are thousands of real estate agents. So if county auditors would engage with us agents and let us assist, I think it would really help. But again, an effort to keep property taxes from spiking and going up, I think that's great. So there's also House Bill 129, which was signed in December of 2025, reforms property taxes by modifying the 20 mil floor calculation to include emergency, substitute, and other levies aimed at preventing unvoted tax spikes for homeowners. It allows districts to renew certain levies as fixed sum and aims to reduce, not just cap, tax increases. All right, so that's that House bill. I guess the 20 mil floor. So what exactly is the 20 mil floor? Well, it is a method used to ensure school districts receive a guaranteed minimum level of property tax revenue for current expenses, which obviously was modified by this bill. The original calculation derived from the state's efforts to limit tax increases when property values rose, which was known as House Bill 920, was as follows. So only the inside millage, which was an unvoted up to 10 mils total for all local entities, used for current expenses and voted fixed rate current expense levies were countered towards this 20 mil floor, right? So the fixed sum levies were excluded from the calculation, even if used for current expenses. So in reality, what it means is if the net revenue collected after applying tax reduction factors fell below the 20 mil threshold, the effective rates of the included voted levies were adjusted upward to reach the floor. Again, it's a lot of, you know, large mumbo jumbo. But at the same time, it sounds like what they're saying is, you know, there's only so much additional tax that can be added on for the school systems, right? So that's actually a very nice thing to do. Now, there's also House Bill 309. That already covers the same. Yeah. So there were a couple of other ones. There was also House Bill 186, which provides an estimated $1.7 billion in property tax relief over 3 years by capping school district tax increases at the rate of inflation, which I think is really, really good. Now, there was also another one that was signed into law that is for the ownership credit. And that is, right now you currently have a reduction factor of 2.5% as an ownership credit for your home. Over the course of the next 5 years, that credit will go up to about 13, almost 14%. So in essence, what does all of this mean? Well, again, a lot of it is jargon and mumbo jumbo, especially with that 20 mil floor calculation. I would suggest getting in touch with me or getting in touch with one of your local representatives to kind of explain it a little bit further, because if we tried to dive into this, I mean, everyone's going to probably want to have a shot of bourbon to try and understand it all. But the bottom line is that these legislative actions that have been taken are going to help reduce the amount of income tax or amount of property tax that's being charged to our residents. So that's all some very good news. Now, the next thing that I want to get into, now this kind of indirectly will affect real estate if it happens, but a lot of us have been, and I've been watching this over social media, our wonderful mayor of the city of Cincinnati, in his inauguration speech, has said that he is going to propose a city income tax increase that we don't even know what that percentage is yet, but the fact that he actually proposed it is, you know, well, number one, in my opinion, it's very irresponsible. I don't think that, you know, raising taxes to quote unquote help homelessness and increase public safety, because, you know, here's some of the background on this. Okay. So, like I said, the exact percentage has not been proposed or it hasn't been announced. He's going to propose it in the next 60 days. Current rate of income tax is 1.8% of gross earnings. And most people are speculating that it's going to go up to 2.5%. But there's more that we can unpack with this. But the bottom line is, this is something that cannot be willy-nilly just thrown at taxpayers. It has to be voted on. It has to be a ballot issue. So please understand, folks, that if it's proposed and it goes on the ballot, you have the opportunity and the right to vote it down. So just keep that in mind. So, all right, so we're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to do some trivia. We're going to do our top 10 list. We'll talk to Jeanette and some other real estate stuff. It's going to be a long, fun-filled show. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away. A car show in January? Yes, it's the Butler County Winter Swap Meet and Car Corral. Saturday, January 17th from 8 until 1 at the Butler County Fairgrounds in Hamilton, Ohio. The indoor and outdoor swap areas will feature all kinds of antique and vintage auto parts, hard-to-find manuals, garage items, anything automotive-related, plus models and toys. That's the Butler County Winter Swap Meet, Saturday, January 17th, sponsored by Armando Arredondo Insurance Agency, the Falcon Club of America, the Corvair Club of Cincinnati, and the Tri-State F-100s. Visit ButlerCountySwap.com and on Facebook.
Guys, if you're tired of overpaying for your ED medications, Save Discount Drugs has the answer. I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington. At Save Discount Drugs, we offer generic versions of Cialis and Viagra for just $5 a tablet. So stop overpaying and call us today at 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs also offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, and we can fill most prescriptions in 15 minutes or less. We also offer free deliveries to Covington and surrounding communities, including Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, Kentucky. Call us today to find out more. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857. Save Discount Drugs is located at 716 Madison Avenue, one half block south of Hotel Covington. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or SaveDiscountDrugs.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
A good deal better at John Nolan. You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 1480 AM, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet with iHeartRadio. And as we mentioned before we went to break, once a month, you know, I like to do this little trivia thing. It's called Where Am I in Cincinnati? I've done Fountain Square. I've done the Roebling Bridge. You know, just trying to find different Cincinnati landmarks that, I just like to bring attention to. And today, Where Am I in Cincinnati? We're going to start here. I was built in 1878, I'm sorry, and I am a Victorian Gothic architecture type building. I am in downtown, close to the West End and TQL Stadium, and if you blink, you'll miss me. This is a long-standing, wonderful building. It's near a park as well, so if you know where I am in Cincinnati, give us a call here at the station, 513-563-1480, and I have a $25 gift card for you, or you can call and say, I need more clues. But I think that pretty much kind of explains it, especially when I said, if you blink, you'll miss it. So there it is. Where am I in Cincinnati? Now, today's top 10 list. So, you know, I don't know how many of you watch the award shows like the Golden Globes and the Emmys and the Oscars. I do every once in a while. When I was in high school, I was in theater and I was on stage and I did lighting crew. I did stage crew. In fact, I helped a couple years ago. I helped my drama teacher, Michelle Masker. We did a little small production over in Northside and I did all the lighting for it. So, it kind of felt good to get back to those roots, but I've always had a love of theater, and I think it came from when I was younger. My parents and I were involved in Beachmont Players. We were, you know, my mom and dad were on stage. I actually was on stage at like 6-7 years old. I remember the play was called The Rose Tattoo, and I'm on stage there playing with a toy Tonka truck. It was, you know, one of those great memories. So my top 10 list, I thought it would be great to do the top 10 actors or entertainers that are from this area. All right. So we're going to start with Demi Lovato, primarily known as a singer. She was also acted in various films and TV shows with roots in Cincinnati. Lena Dunham, a writer, director, and actress, best known for creating and starring in Girls, although she was born in New York, she has family here locally. Teyon T-Boz Watkins, member of the R&B group TLC, also known for her acting roles and contributions to music. Megan Fox, an actress and model known for her roles in Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, has connections to the Cincinnati area. How about Dave Chappelle? Dave Chappelle, comedian known for the Chappelle Show, and he was also in the movie with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, You've Got Mail. So he has spent nearly his entire life in the Cincinnati area. Go figure that one. How about Steven Spielberg? Well, not born in Cincinnati, he spent part of his childhood here. And is obviously, you know, we all know who Steven Spielberg is, you know, E.T. and everything else that he's done. I think everybody knows Nick Lachey, singer and television personality known for acting in Charming, although primarily recognized for his music. And now this one is interesting, Amy Yazbek. So Amy was married to John Ritter, and she was a graduate of Ursuline Academy. She starred in movies like Mask and Pretty Woman and was a regular on the hit show Wings back in the 80s. And she's also my cousin. She's a distant cousin of mine. And interesting story, I'll make it quick. This goes back to New Year's Eve, I think probably 5 or 6 years ago. She sends me a message. Amy sends me a message over Facebook Messenger saying that, hey, I think we're cousins. I'm like, who the heck is this? Well, anyway, we got into talking. Turns out, because I was into, still kind of am, Ancestry.com. And obviously, Amy was part of Ancestry.com. So she traced her family back to Ireland. Her great-great-grandmother, Murphy, Marianne Murphy, was married to my great-great-grandfather, Dominic Dennehy. And that's how it all kind of, came about. So, I went to see Amy. She came to town a couple years ago to do a performance at the Murphy Theater up in Wilmington. And I had the opportunity to go up and see her. And it was just, it was awesome. I mean, it's just a great time. Amy's fantastic. And she's a very busy person. She's involved with the John Ritter Aortic Foundation for aortic health. They do a marathon every year in New York. So, I mean, she's out there. She's doing a lot because, if you know John Ritter, he passed away several years ago from an aortic desertion, I think, if I got the right word. Anyway, so Amy Yazbek. So, Amy, if you're out there, love you, cousin. Happy New Year. Sarah Jessica Parker, who we all know from Sex and the City. She also was in some movies. She was in Striking Distance with Bruce Willis back in the 90s. And, of course, number one on the list, you, Nate, you got it, George Clooney. So there you go. So those are the top 10 entertainers that are from the Cincinnati area. So the next real estate topic that I would like to get into a little bit. Now, a lot of us have been seeing stories about the possibility of data centers being built here, whether it be Amazon, whether it be Google, whatever. These large companies that are planning these ridiculous amounts of data centers, I think they're proposing like 5 or 6. And the reason why Ohio has become such a hotbed is because, number one, the infrastructure that we have. Number two, the amount of available flat land that's available here as well. And that's all well and good, but here's the challenge. When you start talking about building these large-scale data centers, and you're talking about putting them in rural areas, because one was planned for Wilmington, one is planned for Trenton. I think there's another one. Gosh, I think it's up near, I don't want to say it's near Xenia, but these are all very rural areas. So developers, you come out and you try to develop that area. If the infrastructure, if you don't have the capacity, because these data centers require lots of electricity, right? Lots of power to operate them. If the infrastructure is not there and needs to be built to help operate these large data centers, number one, there's costs involved with this. Lots of costs involved. So, the Columbus can say, well, we'll give Amazon X amount of tax incentives to build this data center here. Well, what are you going to do for the surrounding communities? Because they're the ones that are going to have to kind of hold the line and kind of flip the bill on some of this stuff. Because if you're building all this infrastructure out, somebody's got to pay for it, right? Amazon, unless they work out a deal where the companies that are coming in help, float some of the bill for all this infrastructure that needs to, because you're talking, you need generation lines, you need roads, you need housing. Because, I mean, the good thing is that, yes, it's going to increase the tax base. It is going to bring in, thousands of new jobs, which is going to require more housing. However, how quickly can the housing be built and how many employees is it going to take? You see this over and over again, and not even with just data centers, but just when, developers come into an area and start proposing thousands or hundreds or thousands of home sites, and you have to have the roads, you have to have the police, you have to have the schools, you have to have the fire departments, you have to have the social services. Those things have to be in place ahead of time, in my opinion. But a lot of times, that doesn't happen. The developers come in, they put together or put down or they build what they need to build, and then they're gone. And then they don't worry about all the other peripheral things that need to be taken care of. So, on one hand, yes, having these data centers would be great economically. It's going to create more of a tax base. It's going to generate more revenue for the state, which in the long term, in a sense, will bring down home value, will bring down home prices, can bring in, generate more tax revenue. So maybe, you know, they can finally have a balanced budget. But at the same time, if they're not planning properly enough, and I know people are very, very upset about having these data centers come in there for the exact reason that I'm talking about, is because, you know, if they're not planning ahead to have everything set up and ready to go before they build these data centers, it's going to create quite a strain on the local economies for those towns, especially towns like Trenton and Wilmington or and Chillicothe, because those towns, those small towns, are not equipped to handle that influx of people. So a lot to be unpacked there, but if you're concerned about, you know, what's going on with these data centers, obviously research it, but talk to your local representatives. My personal opinion is that if they decide to do it, great, but limit it. Do it maybe one at a time. Don't do a bunch all at once, because that could be that really is going to create some problems. You know, everything can look great on a piece of paper. You can see the designs and you can see, you know, what it's going to look like when it's all said and done. But at the same time, you know, that's not that I don't think that's it's right now. I don't think it's maybe economically it's feasible, but personally feasible or feasible for, you know, the local community is probably not. So a lot to think about there. So anyway, but those are a couple topics that, you know, that we need to keep our eyes on. As far as what the market's going to look like this year for real estate, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, we are starting to see that the market is starting to kind of balance itself out. So it is becoming more of a buyer's market or more of a balanced market. Home prices in some cases are dropping. There is some inventory that is sitting out there available for sale a little bit longer than normal, because used to be that days on market for a home was less than 3 days, and now it's up to about 5 or 6. So, and that's average. Now there are some communities obviously where that is less. Like say for example Mason. If you're trying to buy a house in Mason, good luck. As soon as one goes up, it's usually gone in a day, and that's because of the school systems. But so there's a lot to unpack for this year, and it'll be interesting to see. You know, interest rates are going to be coming down. Obviously the president has outlined a lot of good programs. He's also talked about limiting the amount of large institutional companies buying residential properties, and that just came out. We have time. I'll get into that, but we got to give Jeanette here some time. So we're going to take a break. Also, folks, you know, remember, we still got the trivia out there. So where am I in Cincinnati? If you blink, you miss it. It's by TQL Stadium. It's built back in 1878. And you hear a lot of good sound coming out of this place as well. So there's your other clue. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Chicago, Styx, the Windy Cities Tour. Finally, two iconic bands together for the first time. August 6th, Riverbend Music Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. Don't miss Chicago and Styx. All the hits. Your kind of tour.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zen's Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in 5 historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Ah, the internet. A place where your curiosity can flourish. Unless online threats stop you. The internet is wonderful, but you need to protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. NordVPN encrypts your browsing. Its Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
Good. Okay. Welcome back. Good morning. Good. I thought we were back at 9 o'clock. I apologize, folks. Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on 1480 WDJO 99.5, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet with iHeartRadio. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, outside of Good Morning Cincinnati, we have a great guest with us today. In fact, Jeanette Maxey is someone I met networking, I guess like almost 2 years ago now, wasn't it?
I believe so. Time flies.
Good Lord. So I joined this networking group called Cincinnati Central Referral Group, and Jeanette was there, and we sat down and chatted a little bit. And one of the things that, you know, I always talk to my clients about, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, is the importance of having a will, a trust, or both. And it's critical that people, whether you own real estate or not, you know, or even if you have children. So anyway, so in talking with Jeanette about, you know, what wills and trusts do, I think it's very important that we get that information out there, especially, you know, because a majority of people, like I said, that I talk to, my clients, they don't know what a will or a trust is. Well, they know what a will is, but they don't know what a trust is. So, show is all yours, you know, trust. So are there different kinds of trusts that are out there?
All right, Sean. Well, first, thanks for having me today.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're
it. I'm just going to give a really high overview for your listeners.
Good idea.
I am a Kentucky, Ohio licensed attorney, and I've been practicing law for, this year will be 24 years.
Wow.
Time flies.
Yeah, it does.
And I have two large passions in the area of law, and that is real estate, which I know you're passionate about.
Oh gosh, yes.
And also estate planning and helping people. And I love helping people, businesses in both of those areas. So I get a lot of great feedback from people because, you know, part of doing estate planning is you can always leave people feeling better. You know,
about
what's going to happen after I pass away.
It's an unfortunate truth because, as soon as we're born, we're waiting to die, pretty much.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the fact of the matter is, over the history of humanity, you know, how many people have died? And almost everybody.
I think so, we all do, yeah.
Yeah, and so we can plan on, you know, this has been a certainty for a long time. So, it's something, you know, if you do some quick Google searches, you probably see that about 70% of the people don't have any kind of estate planning in place.
Exactly.
And that's unfortunate. And I think it's because people don't want to, perhaps it's because they don't want to face they are going to pass. But, you know, I'd like to flip that a little bit and say, don't focus on that. Instead, you have an opportunity to make some decisions, and it's not planning about your death. It's planning on how you're going to control, protect, and continue the management of the assets that you've worked your whole life to manage. And so if you don't have a will, you don't have a trust, you have a built-in will by the statutes, which says what's going to happen with your stuff. So.
Right.
So write down what you want. make some decisions on where you want things to go. So people need at least a will. That's the bare minimum. However, it's really a great idea. It's really helpful for your family or people that you're leaving your things to if you do a trust.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to highlight a few things really quickly on why that's the case. You're going to hear, one, you avoid probate. Two, it allows to have privacy and confidentiality into what you've accumulated and to what you are distributing to whom after you pass.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with a trust, you have a lot of control over distribution, use of assets over after you've passed, as well as protecting some of these assets for your beneficiaries potentially. So those are just four of the areas.
Now, when you say, okay, that actually sparked a question. When you say protect beneficiaries, what exactly does that entail? I mean, are there tax advantages there or how?
Right. Well, I sometimes have, well, there's a couple answers to that question.
Sure, sure. It depends, right?
It depends. For anybody who's
we're looking at
video,
her shirt.
the classic attorney answer is it depends. But so there's a couple reasons. One, I've had several people over the years say, hey, I've worked really hard for all this stuff. If my child, who's now, you know, 8, and I don't know what's going to happen to them in the future, if they end up having an alcohol or drug problem, I don't want them to have access to this money, because if it comes to them all at once, they just might
blow it
or hurt themselves.
Sure.
Bad consequences, bad choices, perhaps. So so protect them. The trustee can help manage the money for them then.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Another classic example of that, of a trust too, is you've probably heard of a spendthrift trust or spendthrift provision.
Okay, what's that all about? No,
well,
I haven't.
Well, that's is if your beneficiary has some bankruptcy problems, spending problems, creditor problems. So if they get the money, it's going to go from them right to their creditor. And so usually a trust will contain language that says, you know, that beneficiary can't assign their interest in that money.
Mm-hmm.
It allows the trustee to have some control over when that beneficiary actually receives the money.
And you or I or whoever is that's building this trust can pretty much name anybody as the trustee, right?
Yeah. And part of talking to people, you know, when I talk to people about their estate planning, I usually talk to them for an hour and a half, 2 hours, because there's so many questions on what do you want, where you want things to go, and who do you want to manage these things,
right?
In what kind of order, and also setting up a structure to what if these three people you've named in succession can't serve for some reason or another. There still needs to be a mechanism to prepare for that.
So here's a question. So let's say, for example, I create a trust and for some reason I become incapacitated. In other words, I'm basically a, you know, vegetable in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Do power of attorneys have control at that point, or how does that work?
Well, that's a great question. So it's the value of talking to an attorney is they can explain all this to you. So a lot of times a power of attorney is extremely important in your estate planning because it will work hand in hand with your trust.
Okay.
So you may have your home in your trust, but what you don't have in your trust is your IRA or your 401k. That's in your name.
Sure.
So a trust document can help name a successor trustee in case you are incompetent. But power of attorney is very important because if somebody needs to access that 401k or an IRA or your IRA to help take care of you, that power of attorney is what gets the door unlocked to help. So those documents work together.
Okay. So what would be, in your opinion... I know you're going to say it depends, but
of course I'm going to say that.
What in your opinion is the for example, I'm a single guy. I own real estate. I don't have dependents. I don't have a wife. So what, in your opinion, would be a good trust for me? A good type of trust?
Well, it's depends answer. There's all kinds of trust out there. There's a revocable trust, which is probably the most common type of trust. It allows you to form a trust, but you control it.
Okay.
You can amend it. You can revoke it. You can, you know, change your beneficiaries. You can do lots of things with it.
Sure.
There's other types of trust, a Medicaid asset protection trust, which is more of an irrevocable trust.
Mm-hmm.
Very complicated whole, you know, you could talk for hours about that. So there's different kinds. I'd say generally speaking, because everybody's different, but generally for a person like you, a revocable trust, you always need a will, because the will address if you forget to name a beneficiary on an account, it can go to probate and then go over into your trust.
Sure.
So you need a will. You need a trust. You should have a power of attorney to allow somebody to help you if you need it. That way, alternatively, somebody would, if you became a vegetable because you were in a car wreck,
yeah,
then somebody might have to go to probate court, have you a guardianship appointed. That takes time and effort.
Oh, God. Yeah,
so
they have to look.
Instead, a power of attorney makes life so much better for you and the person trying to help take care of you. And then along with that's the healthcare power of attorney and a living will. So that's kind of the package. And that really takes care of all aspects of you.
Okay.
You as Sean, and then your things, your assets.
Yeah, well, and I think that because when we hear the word probate, that's kind of like almost like a nasty, dirty four-letter cuss word.
Right.
So there's a lot that needs to be unpacked with the probate. And we might be able to talk a little bit about probate because, again, not that we want to scare anybody, but we want, you know, I would like for my listeners to understand what are the challenges of not having a will or a trust. So we'll get into that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Jean Robert's Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff in East Walnut Hills is open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and cocktails. Savor classic French dishes, including escargot, onion soup, and beef tartare. Enjoy an authentic French dining experience in a comfortable, casual atmosphere at Le Bar à Bouffe. Chef's famous beef Wellington is a luxurious dish, carved tableside, and available for pre-order on weekend nights. And of course, Le Bar à Bouffe has the finest selection of French wine you can enjoy while you dine in or relax on the Le Bar à Bouffe patio with a lovely river view. Carryout is always available. The Le Bar à Bouffe team are awaiting your arrival. So come to Le Bar à Bouffe at the Edgecliff, 2200 Victory Parkway, with convenient parking. For reservations, call 513-751-2333 or visit labarabouffe.com.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm going to make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24-monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
When Bud Herbert founded his company 70 years ago,
he could not have imagined the innovation of the 2025 John Deere Gator lineup, like the all-new XUV 845 Gator utility vehicle featuring an all-new larger cargo box with increased capacity, factory-installed cab with heat and AC with a roomier 60-40 split bench seat, in-dash controls with a tilt steering wheel powered by a larger 54-horsepower engine, and the John Deere XUV 845 Gator can accommodate over 100 factory attachments. Bud Herbert, your family-owned hometown equipment dealer, online at budherbertmotors.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, 1480, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and all over the planet with iHeartRadio. Before we get to some more chatting about wills and trusts, I think we have a potential winner for the Where Am I in Cincinnati. So, Jane, is that you?
It is.
Hi, Jane. Happy New Year, dear.
Thank you. Same to you. I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Is it the old doctor's building on Garfield Place?
Close. Think a little bit further west. And have you been to? Have you ever seen Blink, the light show that comes down here?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know the big?
That's okay. No, I don't.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't.
No, that's all right.
That's okay.
Well, hang on, Jane. Where would you go see an opera in Cincinnati? Or the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra?
Music hall.
Bingo! We have a winner.
Oh, you're cheating.
Well, how am I cheating? I'm giving you clues.
Well, I didn't guess right the first time, and the other listeners should have a chance.
Well, yeah, but no one else has called in, Jane, so it's all you. Besides, like you said last month, I'm supplementing your income, so we're going to send you another gift card.
Right.
So because you're a loyal listener,
also, if you make your will and you have nobody to leave it to, put my name on it.
Oh my God, really? That might be the best advice I've had all day. Well, Jane, my dear, hang on the line. Dan, my producer, is going to get your info again, and I'm going to send you some more money, okay?
Sean, thank you.
You're very welcome.
See you every Saturday.
God bless you, my dear. You are awesome. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's Jane. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, I do this trivia, you know, once a month. Jane's the only one that calls, so
I guess I'll have to try to figure out the next one.
Exactly. Yeah. See. Exactly. I should probably advertise that a little better. I mean, I love giving Jane gift cards, but you know, I mean, I know there's other listeners out there. Come on, call. You know where Cincinnati Music Hall is. Anyway, all right. So we're still here with Jeanette Maxey, Maxey Law Firm, and we've been talking about wills and trusts. And before we went to break, we were kind of hinted a little bit about what are the what are the challenges of not having a will or a trust. So we talked about probate. So in essence, if I pass away, which at some point I will, and if you're listening up there, please give me another 50 years. I don't know if I want to live that long. But anyway, you know, at some point, you know, I'm gone. And if I don't have, even as a single person, right, if I never get married, you know, if I don't have a will or a trust to designate where my assets go to, what happens? We talked about probate court.
Right, right. So, yes. So it's one of those, it depends again.
Of course.
Of course. But, So, first of all, Sean, you should be naming beneficiaries on your assets.
Sure.
If you name a beneficiary on your 401k, your IRA, your checking account, your vehicle, mm-hmm. Then those items can go to those beneficiaries after you pass.
Okay.
If you are like a lot of people, and you just decide to do nothing, then your assets are going to have to go through probate court. I deal with probate court, and I have, you know, there's a lot of nice people that that work there.
Sure.
So it's not the people, it's the process. I have found the people, the magistrates, the judges to be of high quality, but it's the process of probate. What's wrong with that? In Ohio, after someone dies, creditors have 6 months to file a claim in probate court against your assets.
Okay, right, of course.
Okay, so 6 months. So even if, you know, even if you have a simple, let's say you had everything was real simple. You had a few things. You didn't have a lot. You know, maybe you just had your home and a checking account, a small IRA. You know, even if you could wrap that up, let's say somebody could, who's going to end up being your administrator, let's say they could wrap that up in 2 months for some reason. They were really fast. They can't close the estate because they have to keep it open.
Oh.
For 6 months.
That, okay.
By law. There's no choice.
Okay.
Okay? The law says in Ohio, you have to keep it open for 6 months. So it's a pain because of the process.
Right.
Now, if you had made a trust and you had named beneficiaries into the trust, if they could wrap everything up in 2 months, then they're done.
Interesting. Right, because you mentioned that trust protects privacy.
It protects privacy. It doesn't have to go through probate court. It's a contract, and it's managed just like a contract. Just like if I signed a contract with you where I provided you 100 car alternators, you know, as a manufacturer. It's a contract that doesn't have to go to court. We perform the contract, and it's all finished. It's the same way with a trust. It's a contract. People follow what the contract says. It doesn't have to go to probate. The courts never have to get involved. You never have to go through the court system, pay any court fees. And if you, the trustee can to manage it, you don't need an attorney a whole lot for that process.
Right.
So the process is what makes probate. It's not the court per se. It's just the process that we have to go through.
Well, it's a matter, because I think with probate, they have to determine who is the next of kin.
Right. There is the next of kin. There could be publication issues. There could be notification issues. And then even when you're in probate, you know, part of that process too is we have to list all your assets. We have to list, you know, Sean owned a home at this place and it was worth this much money, and his checking account had this much money in it. And then eventually, once everything's dispersed, everybody's going to know where your money went, because there will be recipients of that money, the next of kin, if you don't have a will.
Right.
And so everybody's going to know all of your business. And it's like, well, even if you don't care, you know, well, I died with all this and I really don't care because I'm dead, you know.
Well, but yeah, because when I'm dead, I don't care where it's going.
But the beneficiary,
I can't take it with me.
But you know, the beneficiary. Yeah. What if the beneficiary is inheriting, let's say, $250,000 from somebody?
Oh yeah.
Then that's a public record if somebody's looking at that.
Okay.
So what kind of concern does that cause?
It causes a lot, because if people know that, hey, you know, XYZ just got, you know, that amount of money from my estate, you know, they can go after them and be like, hey, remember he owed me money or something like that.
Right. And if it's a trust, they could receive that too. First of all, they don't know what assets that you even had, because it's all in the trust. It's a private document. And then they don't know who the beneficiaries are, because, again, it's a private document. So you're potentially taking a bullseye off of your beneficiary.
Well, and that's very important, because my family understands the importance of a trust. I mean, everything that, I'll give you an example. With my family, we have a trust. When my grandfather passed away back in 2012, my grandmother passed away in 07, my grandfather passed away in 12. There was one account, I think it was an annuity, that was not in the trust that came directly to me.
Right.
And since it wasn't in the trust, I had to take it, which means that I got a lump sum of money, and I had to pay taxes on it. But again, all things being equal, I would have been happier if it was actually in the trust, because then I wouldn't have had, because I had to take it.
Right. So you would have been looking to defer it over time, probably, is what your goal would have been.
Correct.
Right. And this is why I talk for a while when I talk to people. You know, you talk to your attorney about what your assets are and what your goals are. These are things that people can talk about and you can set up instead of just, oh, I'm not going to do anything. And
yeah.
just whatever happens is happens and I don't care. Well, it can, you know, you've worked hard for stuff and you might as well try to set something up mm-hmm. that benefits people the best that it can.
Absolutely. And, you know, right now, because, you know, you said I can make, you know, if I set up a trust, I can change it at any time. Because right now, all of my assets are designated to go to Rotary Club. But if by some miracle, and I do mean miracle, I get married in the future, I can make all those changes and do all of that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's it's a revocable trust.
Mm-hmm.
You can amend it. It is certainly possible. You could change it whenever you want to.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so that's great. So wills and trusts. Jeanette, if any of my listeners out there have a question, and obviously, you know, they don't want to call here because this is a personal thing. How can my listeners reach you to talk about wills or trusts? Because again, if you've listened to any of what Jeanette's talking about, it is critically important that if you don't have a will or a trust, it's at least worth the conversation. How can my listeners get in touch with you?
Okay, well, you can always look me up. You know, Google's a wonderful thing.
It is.
Jeanette Maxey. You could always Google me. My law firm website is Maxey Law Firm, Maxey, maxeylawfirm.com.
Okay.
And then my phone number is 513-715-2910.
Excellent. Well, Jeanette, thank you so much. That's a lot of great information. And next week, folks, I do promise that Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage will be on so we can talk about mortgages and interest rates and everything else coming up this year. And Jane, thanks again for calling in. I got a gift card coming to you. And thanks again to all my listeners out there. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we will see y'all next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.